It's Weekend Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. A sprawling tent encampment on Randall's Island, meant to house single men seeking asylum, sits largely empty by all accounts. Meanwhile, families have continued to arrive in New York City from the southern border, many of them sent to live in a hotel a block from Times Square. WNYC's Gwen Hogan reports there is a mix of confusion, frustration, and optimism from families as they try to navigate America's biggest city.
It's nighttime on a bustling Midtown sidewalk. Tourists line up waiting to get into a Broadway theater around the corner. Sirens wail, and cars blare music as they crawl down the gridlocked street. Lined up along the wall of this Midtown hotel, taking in all the cacophony, there's a rotating cast of young parents, mostly from Venezuela. Nye is a 26-year-old father of two. He jokes, everyone here walks so fast. He and the other parents take turns smoking cigarettes and getting fresh air while their kids sleep in hotel rooms above. He doesn't give his full name because he fears retaliation. He says he thanks God he made it here with his family.
Bueno, amiga, yo le gracias a Dios con que llegué.
Because getting here was the hardest thing he's ever done.
Porque llegar aquí fue difícil. No me gustaría ni siquiera mencionarlo, pero como para no volver a llegar a ese momento porque.
He doesn't want to talk about the hard journey, but others open up. The waist-deep mud they walked through, losing their shoes and their toenails along the way. David Lopez.
En el barro, adentro del lodo, los zapatos se quedaban ahí, y le tocaba a uno caminar descalzo.
Stepping over dead bodies, dead children in the Darien Gap, a dense stretch of jungle in Panama. Desfaine Figueroa says it was hell.
Eso es un infierno, eso no es una selva, eso es un infierno. Eso es pasarle a los muertos así por encima.
Followed by days upon days in a cold detention cell, not able to shower, barely given food. Luis Gonzalez says it wasn't like a prison.
No fue como una prisión, es una prisión.
It was one. Lopez, a father of four, says along the way, he was so filled with awe at his children, how strong they were. They gave the whole family the strength they needed to make it through.
Pues se sorprende y me admiré de mis hijos, de la fuerza que tenían o que nos dábamos todos como familia para poder salir de ahí. La meta era estar aquí.
The goal was to get here, he says. To be able to give his children a future, clothes, schooling.
Lo que uno piensa cuando uno es papá.
All the things you think about when you become a father. After a perilous journey, they find themselves here, a block away from the crossroads of the world, anxious and hopeful for what's next. Most people here only have one set of clothes. Many of them don't have phones or any money at all. But they're alive. They're taking in the sights and sounds of Midtown, just like the tourists staying at the same hotel. Lopez's wife, Carmen Benitez, bounces their 7-month-old baby, Isaac, on her hip. He's grabbing for my microphone.
Muy bien.
The couple and their 10-year-old daughter took turns carrying the baby through the jungle. But now he can't sleep. She thinks it's the change in climate.
El cambio de clima le pegó muchísimo, que hace demasiado frío.
The hurdles ahead are immense, getting the kids in school, finding a job and a stable place for them all to live. But Lopez is resourceful and gregarious. He's already found himself one gig. Helping a guy at the restaurant across the street hang up a sign.
Del restaurante.
Do I know anyone who's hiring, he wonders?
Limpiar, lavar platos, X. De verdad que
he'll do pretty much anything.
De trabajar, salir adelante por los niños.
We need to work and move forward for our children, he says. Gwen Hogan, WNYC News.